We were talking about charity yesterday. By giving away something in charity for which you don't need any return, selfless, that becomes fruitful. You simply give to those who are really needy, poor, naked, who have nobody to support, the orphans, the widows, and others. And others, those very gentlemen looking, they would shy to beg, but they are sometimes they suicide for want of livelihood. Such like people should be helped. General usual way is only give to any particular places. The money is just collected there in thousands, millions. But that money has no use to anybody. They simply threaten. They simply puffed up, oh, we are lords of so many millions of dollars or rupees. But really, that is not the way. Already money is there. Why should we contribute there? Why should we share? Let those be shared with those who are really needy, naked, and everything. Nobody to support. But such like people don't. They feel shy to go and beg. They do come to some spiritual man. So it's better to give him so that he may distribute to the right person. To give money in charity, it is just like amassing money for your own self. Then Guru says, I rejoice when I give something in the mouth of the other. Those mouths are my mouth. Their bellies are my bellies. Such like service only I cherish. All others not. Those who are needy, poor, naked. You see, nobody to look after, support us. Such like charity is what is needed. We need to give us millions and there are so many things. Result is where there is money, there is always some clash. If you want to share, then later on trouble arises. So they are just telling you things. And those who live only such like charity given by other people, those who have earned by honestly that money, so such like money becomes just like poison, just wallowed in sugar, covered by sugar. So such like men will have the same effect. They must do put in time for meditation much more. Otherwise, they will have to suffer. Suppose if anybody comes to give you a glass of water, a glass of milk, and you have something behind you, you want some compensation for that. You may have no money in your bank, but that is debit against you. So it is always better to learn with one's own livelihood, honestly, by dint of hard sweat, brow, you see, and share with others. Not for return, but share. Thinking we are all brothers and sisters in God. All souls are the children of God. God resides in every heart. With that viewpoint, you give to others. Share with others who are really needy. To give away money just to establish places where there were only millions, what would happen? So, that charity bears fruit, really, which is shared with others who are needy, needy, naked and poor. So, Pai Guru and all the other say like that. He says, when the people put in some in the hungry mouth, that is my mouth. Such like the viewpoint of the really spiritual people, you see. Such like charity bears fruit. What we have. Our custom is just simple to one. We don't see how that money is spent. If that money is being spent for the upkeep of only one or two men, a single man, well, he had to pay for it. Mind that. God does not spare anybody. Just earn, live on your own earning, and share with others, only such people can progress in the spiritual life. That is their self-explanatory. At the time of giving, you feel little joy, natural. That is the main compensation you have then and there. So generally it is all men should share with others who are needy, naked, poor, fortless, orphan, widow, and others, such people who have nobody to support, nobody to look after, or in some noble purpose, just to enable them, give them facilities to sit together and just find a way to work. So such life charity is what is advocated, you see, by all saints. First, we should earn our livelihood honestly. First, then share with others, maybe the least. Yesterday I was telling you that generally one tenth is prescribed from the time as it starts, you see, from the old Tertullians and others, all historians and others, Abraham time too. So if that is not possible, give 1/20, 1/30, 1/40, maybe a single pence, but it should have that angle of vision to share with others, whatever he can. A man wants, say, $1 a month. If he gives away 1 pence, well, that is worth more than man who wants thousands and gives $5. So masters never object to receive even 1 pence. They never reject. And for that, regular account is kept. That is audited. Company audited there annually. And the master himself is on his own permit. Such like people only can advance on the spiritual way. People make it a business. That's a good way of earning money, I tell you. 100,000 you can have without any labor. But that one has to just bear it. As a reaction of what he has done, then he flies. So general rule, earn your livelihood honestly, by honest means, in which nobody's blood is squeezed, nobody's undue things have been usurped by you. One thing, be God sees what you're doing. The other thing, that should also be to maintain yourself and share with others. Like, for example, you are rowing in a boat, and the water is just some hole in the boat, and the water is just filling in the boat. What is the wise way out? Throw the water with two hands outside, or you drown yourself. You got money more than what you really require for your own maintenance, then just share with others, others you will be doomed. So by giving away, you don't lose. At the end of the year, you see that money will be saved in some other place. Sickness. So many other troubles that arise generally, we can walk this way. This is what our master used to say. All right, you give away 1/10. At the end of the year, you just count that very money that you have given, that has been saved in the way of you have no sickness. And so many things. You understood? Earn your livelihood in honest way, first of all. That is why I don't accept sin. And thinking by those who are not initiated. Because who knows how they have earned the money. Even the initiative they earn by dishonest means, that also carries a difference. But then if there's somebody to account for overhead. So first thing is you must earn your money by honest means. First of all. Then you share, maybe as much as you can, for the good of others. That will expand yourself. That's the minimum to start with. then you give away more and more and more, and then you give away your own self to us. I'm asking you to first give away one tenth, then even more, then he will send all his earnings to the master, and he would send something for the livelihood of his family and spend all of that. This is ultimate. We have to give away our body, our intellect, our souls, our everything. The more you are divested of all these things, the more you are free. You're near to God. We are interested to show in the life of saints. Well, Christ said, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man. So they said, all right, you want to follow me, sell away everything to the poor and then come to me. Everything is in India too, Christ also and all of us. So we have to give away slowly, bit by bit, unless you give everything to the poor. But earn your money honestly and share with us. Begin as best as you can, maybe first, then go on. The more you divest all this, the more you are fixed with it. The man who is a man say $100, the other doctor corrected $1,000, saving $1,000, then $1,000,000. So like that goes up, like anything. He doesn't need to share with others. And your money, let your family be supported, then share with others. Even if it needs me that you live on the minimum thing, means required, minimum, you should also learn to share with others. Maybe I say the little. This is what we have to learn. Masters give teachings in all phases of life. First ethical life, then share with others. That you will time by contacting your soul with the all-pervading power within you. That you may be used to others. Man is only called a man who is of use to others. Other animals are of use for their children. If we do also like that, then what is the difference between man and an animal? So this is what it meant by. So many quotations given from different masters, this and that. All this book was written with the grace of a master. And these are to be noted and acted upon. You find change? So, baat samajh gaye bhai, aaj se hi aapki earnings honest ho aur kuch share karo. Main bhi ek paisa. Khyal rahega na? Then. जब तक दे है दे दे कुछ दे जब दे नहीं रहेगी तो कौन रहेगा इंसान वही है जो दूसरों के काम आ रहा भी अपने काम आ अगर तुम अपने बच्चों को पालते दूसरे अपने को कैच करते हैं तो भूखे मर जाए दूसरे दूसरे का ऐश करें तो फिर ये सामानों वाला काम है तो दूर पशु की मानुष जात लोग पचारा कर पचाने के लिए लोगों को दिखावे के लिए 10,000 मेरा लिख लो भाई 5,000 मेरा लिख लो जहां गरीब आदमी भूखा वहां 5,000 भी नहीं ये दान कुछ दान है वो तो नाम के लिए दान है जो 10,000 कर देते कहां से निकालते हैं लोगों को पेटो रस तो आने शर्मिंग होनी चाहिए और फिर क्या ये छोटी छोटी चीजें जिस तरह ध्यान नहीं देते बर्बाद नहीं बनते Thank you.